Issues Etc. regular guest Pastor Jonathan Fisk is the author of our Book of the Month for February. It's titled Without Flesh. What does the church have to offer the world in this present darkness? Find out in Without Flesh. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February, Without Flesh, by Pastor Jonathan Fisk.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick.
Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount begins with the even more famous Beatitudes, the Blesseds. He goes on to talk about how he has come to fulfill the law. He deals with issues of anger, divorce, our charity toward the needy. He gives us the Lord's Prayer, talks about laying up treasure in heaven for ourselves. And then, near the middle, toward the end of that Sermon on the Mount, he turns to the subject of food and clothes. Why would he do that? Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, in particular, Jesus' words about anxiety, food, and clothing. Pastor Tom Baker joins us. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
Why does he take up the subject of food and clothing here in the Sermon on the Mount?
He does so because he's already mentioned it in that wonderful prayer that he gave to his disciples, namely the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. And why would we pray for that? It's because we really are concerned that we're going to have sufficient food. And when he talks about laying up treasures in heaven, that's also part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. He gets into the whole conversation about don't serve two masters, because you're going to hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God, and this is verse 24, and money. And it is at that point that Jesus knows that a lot of people are serving money. Had a recent conversation with another pastor. I said, what would you do if you won the lottery? How would you spend that money? Let's say you won $5 million. And he said to me, oh, I wouldn't have bought a ticket. I wouldn't buy one until it gets to $100 million. And I said, no, I'll be glad with $5 million. And we had some ideas how we would spend the money. Because we think that God would be using us to be helping out more people, etc. And we're thinking about things on earth when we should realize, and that's why it begins, verse 25, that's where the Sunday school lesson begins. Jesus says, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. And what are most people anxious about? What you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. And then he says, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? So this kind of fits right in that the earlier part of the Sermon on the Mount did have the Beatitudes, as you mentioned, but it also had a lot of the commandments that God wanted us to fulfill, and we're unable to fulfill them. That's why, even in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus uses law and gospel. The law, which was found in Revelation 5, verse 19. Whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And he even goes so far to say, and he's talking to laity who really are looking up to the Pharisees, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter into the kingdom of God. So the law is really clear. Where is the gospel? That's found in verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. And when you take a look at passages like 1 Corinthians, etc., Jesus fulfilled the law on our behalf. It's called his active obedience in order that he might transfer to us that perfect obedience as the robe of righteousness. So, the main point Jesus is making in this portion of the Sermon on the Mount is that when you understand that I have come to take away your sins, and I am doing this through my death, then why are you anxious about anything else? And we often get anxious what we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear. And he makes the point, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? In other words, he's making the point that the reason you do not need to be anxious about this, and another word for anxious would be concerned, is because I am your Savior. I have come into the world in order to bring you not only peace between yourself and God the Father, but also a slew of promises where we will be taking care of you. So Jesus is moving from the theological aspects of the Sermon on the Mount to the practical aspects. Well, what difference does this make in your life? It's something that ought to be done in every sermon, where in the first part of the sermon, you may be using a text and explaining it to the people as to how it was understood at the time of Jesus. But then you move, well, what difference does that text mean to you today? Well, what Jesus is saying, after talking about laying up treasures in heaven, the difference is you don't need to be anxious or concerned. And he then begins to use, well, a kind of extended parable or analogy. Look at the birds of the air. This is verse 26. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. They don't do all those things in preparing to have food. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? In other words, he's making the point, Jesus did not come to save angels. He came to save human beings, and therefore they are of most value, more valuable than even birds, who don't work in gathering their food into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. It's kind of a reminder that Paul made when he was talking about when God brought manna into the wilderness as they were traveling from Egypt to Canaan. It wasn't Moses who gave them manna. It was God who gave them manna. Remember, they were complaining, we don't have any water. So out of a rock, God brought forth water. We don't have any bread. So from the sky, he rained down manna every day except on Saturdays. And then, well, we don't have any meat. And he allowed birds to come into the camp, which they were able to catch and which they were able to eat. The point is, Jesus is saying, yes, you are of more value than they. In fact, he said, which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? In other words, you cannot extend your life even in a short way. God has made a decision as to when you will leave this veil of tears, and nothing you do will get in the way of that decision by God. So even if you're anxious, like every now and then we're having such a great life, yes, we do want to go to heaven, but we're not really eager to leave right away. We've got a lot of things to do, and we're enjoying life. So you can't add a single hour to your span of life. And you cannot also be anxious about clothing. Look at the lilies of the field, how they grow. And they're not toiling. They're not spinning like a human being does. But I'll tell you this, even Solomon, and Solomon, King Solomon, was well known for his glorious dress, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If you ever talk to somebody who loves planting, loves flowers, loves growing gardens, they can tell you a lot about the vegetables, about the flowers, and the beauty of them. But even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So he ends this part of the sermon, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? And when we get back from the break, I'd like to talk a little bit about what he meant by little faith.
We'll do just that. Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson with him on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the section on anxiety. Issues, Etc. regular guest Pastor Jonathan Fisk is the author of our book of the month for February. It's titled Without Flesh. What does the church have to offer the world in this present darkness? Find out in Without Flesh. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Issues, Etc. book of the month for February, Without Flesh by Pastor Jonathan Fisk.
Preach the gospel at all times. Use words when necessary. I prefer St. Paul, who says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. And that's what the February issue of the Lutheran Witness is all about, hearing and believing. It includes articles about hearing with your eyes, singing the gospel, listening to the word of God in sermons, and proclaiming the gospel in foreign lands. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective, cph.org/witness.
St. Mark Lutheran Church in Waco, Texas is proud to support Issues, Etc. Join us for worship and Bible study. If you're in Waco for business, college, traveling through the city, looking for a great place to retire, or searching for a church to receive Jesus' love and forgiveness, then visit St. Mark, a century-old Christ-centered Lutheran congregation in the heart of Waco, very near the silos. The Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Visit us at stmarkwaco.com.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union serves the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community with car and personal loans, mortgages, credit cards, checking and savings accounts. Lutheran FCU supports LCMS organizations with its Spotlight Ministry program, and Lutheran Federal Credit Union allows you to make purchases with Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay using your digital wallet. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you, good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org.
Keeping the message straight, getting the message out. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Ascension Lutheran, Niles, Illinois. Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Marshall, Minnesota. Hope Lutheran, Spokane Valley, Washington. Messiah Lutheran, Keller, Texas. Our Savior Lutheran, Louisville, Kentucky. Redeemer Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. St. John Lutheran, New Berlin, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, International Falls, Minnesota. And Trinity Lutheran, Okmulgee, Oklahoma. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support, Donate, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. We're getting a Sunday school lesson on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount from Pastor Tom Baker. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Jesus is alive. Jesus is in charge. We do not lead. We follow. We do not save. We are given salvation. We do not go out on a mission of saving others. We are charged to tell others of every race and language that thanks to the work of Jesus, they are already saved. Christianity is the religion of believing this. That's just an excerpt from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February, Without Flesh, by Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Without Flesh, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Tom, you wanted to explain what Jesus means when he tells his disciples that they have little faith.
Yes, when I went to look that up, I was looking for what's the Greek word for little and what's the Greek word for faith. And surprisingly to me, it's only one word, and it means little faith. The first part of the Greek is little, and the second part is the word faith, pistios. And so it is one word. It's used five times in the New Testament, four times in Matthew, and one time in Luke. Matthew 6, which we're reading right now, Jesus says, you know, if he clothes the grass of the field, which is thrown in the oven tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you, O you a little faith? And that is a similar passage found in Luke 12, verse 28, where he also says, O you a little faith, when he talks about the grass. But the other three places are interesting. O you a little faith is found in Matthew 8, verse 26. When the disciples are in the boat, remember that? And they think it's going to sink. Jesus is asleep on a pillow, and he says to them, O you of little faith. And then it's found in Matthew 14, verse 31, where he reaches out his hand. Here he's talking to an individual who believes him to be the Son of God. And that is Peter. Remember, Peter goes, Jesus says, come walk to me on the water. He starts to walk, but he begins to sink. Lord, save me. Verse 31, Jesus immediately reached out his hand, took hold of him, saying to him, O you a little faith, why did you doubt? And the last time it's used is in Matthew 16, verse 8, when the disciples come and meet Jesus on the boat, but they forgot to bring bread. And so now they're discussing among themselves, what are we going to do? We don't have any bread. And Jesus again in verse 8 says, "Oh, you a little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do not you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you gathered?" So, what is Jesus saying in the Sermon on the Mount when he refers to people who are anxious about tomorrow, "Oh, you of little faith"? They have believed in Jesus as the Savior of the world. He created the whole world. He redeemed the whole world. He brought them to faith through the waters of baptism or by hearing the word of God. And so how can they doubt that God isn't going to keep the rest of his promises? Why are they so anxious? Why are they concerned? What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? And then Jesus, in verse 32 of the Sunday school lesson, says, "The Gentiles seek after those things." Now, when he's referring to the word Gentiles, sometimes it's used to refer to non-Jews who have become Christians, but in this case, it would be referring to unbelievers as Gentiles. They seek after these things, but your Heavenly Father knows you need them all. And what is the main point of the Sunday school lesson? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I mean, how many times, and the Sunday school children should hear this from their teacher, how many times have you really worried about something and didn't think it was going to happen? And it did happen. There's some great exercises that the Sunday school material has for the children to do. And one of them is where you ask the children, "How does God care for you?" And he cares because he created all things. He gives jobs to people in order that they can pay for your needs. He provides food through farmers. The exercise, what it does, it gets children to start thinking that God is a lot more active than they give him credit to. Like if somebody asks them when they're eating, "Where did you get that milk?" Well, they say, "From a cow." When in reality, it also came from God. So there's some great exercises for the children the Sunday school teachers can use in the Enduring Faith Sunday school material from Concordia Publishing House. So finally, Jesus comes, "If you trust me as your Savior, how can you be anxious about tomorrow? It may not work out the way you wish. For example, you may not get the promotion. You may not get the date that you wanted. You may not get the grades you had hoped for. But God's still going to keep his promise that even this will work out for your good. These good things will be added to you as you look first to the kingdom of God." What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God? Well, the Bible's very clear that the head of the kingdom of God is none other than Jesus Christ. Therefore, to seek first the kingdom of God is to seek the words of Jesus as found in Holy Scripture. Not only will you therefore find that you have been declared righteous by God, but many of these other things that you're anxious about will be taken care of. And they'll be taken care of in a way that you may not have expected, but it will be a way that God makes sure it is for your good. Jesus concludes with verse 34 of the Sunday school lesson. Therefore, in other words, here's the conclusion of what the Sermon on the Mount is about. do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. There's going to be a lot of things that tomorrow there's going to be anxieties. But don't be anxious about the future because of the tremendous promises that Jesus has given. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In other words, you've got things today to be looking at, to be praying about, to be anxious about, knowing that God's going to take care of it. Let tomorrow take care of itself. So what Jesus does in the Sermon on the Mount, he starts off with the Beatitudes, some of which, wow, one of the gifts you're going to get is persecution. Who wants to be a Christian? Then he goes into the law, showing that it's not just by deeds, but words and thoughts. Then he talks about the Lord's Prayer, where our sins are forgiven, and give us this day our daily bread. And then he ends by applying these teachings to the believer in Christ. And there is one of the greatest teachings, not to be anxious about the future, because God is in charge of the future, and in the future, the promises of Jesus Christ will still be there for you.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thanks.
Thank you.
Pastor Baker and I work each week from the new Enduring Faith Sunday School curriculum from Concordia Publishing House. You can check it out at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House and request a free sample of Enduring Faith, 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Mark Hemingway about President Trump's State of the Union address and the Iowa caucuses. We'll discuss Old Testament patriarch Jacob with Dr. Kevin Golden, and we'll respond to your email and the Issues Etc. comment line. Jesus assures us that we really truly have nothing to worry about, which is almost impossible for us to believe. We think we have to worry. We think it's necessary. But Jesus says, don't be anxious about anything. His promises are sufficient, and he is worried more for us than we could possibly worry for ourselves. He has it all in his hands. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
Lutheran Talk.
We have an ecumenical responsibility to hold forth the Scriptures and to bear witness to grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone.
Lutheran Music. Listen anytime, anywhere in 2020 with the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. Download for iPhone, Android, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.